Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
The understanding that Christ created all things seems to be something that is easily comprehensible. And of course, and not to get too off track, but this does take us back to Genesis chapter 1 and to the literal account of the six-day creation process, of which Paul tells us in this text that Christ was part of, and this partaking appears to be with the Father and the Spirit, thus the triune God. It would seem, in our day and age, and this even among some Christians, that the literal creation account is just simply bogus, having been carefully and thoroughly debunked by the greatest scientists of modern times. This idea is rejected entirely here, as Jesus himself rejected it 2,000 years ago when he made clear that he believed in the literal creation, not to mention he likely had his own divine knowledge that he was part of that process. But the idea that God did not create the world, but rather that it came about by natural processes, has been driven into people's minds so hard that it almost seems sacrilegious to suggest otherwise.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.